Determination, imagination, horsey holidays, and a boy who loved fishing and making fires. These are all elements of successful businesses in Donegal. Valerie Cox joins me. Valerie, you've been looking in at some of those businesses, meeting the people behind them. Tell me about the boy from Carrigart.
Well, Declan McConlogue was living in London when he met his partner, Sue Cruz, and they decided that they wanted to return to live in Donegal. So they decided to try smoking their own fish. And today they have a very successful smokehouse, the Haven Smokehouse. And Declan tried to explain to me where the idea came from.
Well, Valerie, to be honest with you, I spent most of my childhood fishing and lighting fires. So it just comes natural to me now. It just feels like home. It feels natural. Just an idea I had about 10 years ago. We were living in London for a wee years. We were coming back home. We decided I would give the smoked fish a go.
Where did you get the idea from?
Well, I was barbecuing and I loved the smell of turf and I had been trying it and I've been interested in food for a long time. I started experimenting just a little bit for about a year. I sort of got it to a stage where I was thinking, that tastes not too bad. Well, my sisters sort of started tasting it and thought, that's edible. So I visited some smokehouses around about Cork picked up a few ideas, and thought, I'll come back and built a timber frame smokehouse. So now the fish is smoked out there in the smokehouse using the turf and a little bit of beechwood. And it's all fresh, organic fish from Fannet Head.
Started to just call people up, really, and say, were you interested? Told them a little bit about us. The fact that Declan had built a traditional timber frame smokehouse. And said, right, we'll send you some. And they taste it, and that's how it started. And then a lot of local restaurants fell in love with it, and they really supported us. So we just sent it off. They tasted it, they loved it, they put it on the menu.
A lot of restaurants are taking it around the country. Quite a lot here in Donegal as well. We sell it in delis and stuff like that, but people can buy it direct from us as well.
And that's Declan there, Valerie. I managed to poke out that particular place a few months ago and got to meet them. And it's quite a strong flavour on the smoked salmon, certainly. And it is the smoked salmon, I would say, what Laphroaig is to Scotch whisky. It's a strong,
yes,
turfy kind of a flavour.
Good,
of
peaty,
it.
Turfy taste.
Yeah, you liked it too, yeah?
I loved it, yes. Now, when they came to Donegal, they bought this lovely old farmhouse overlooking the sea near Carrigart. And Declan used one of the old sheds to build his own smokehouse. So this is the smokehouse.
This is the smokehouse here, Valerie. If we take a step in here, just mind your step.
Oh, there's a lovely smell.
Yeah, there's fish on at the moment, Valerie. So the smokehouse is basically timber framed, totally enclosed, large chimney at the top that draws the smoke out. We've got an old 1940s army boiler over here that we have reconditioned and made into a burner in the door. The smoke's going to come out on you, Valerie, but so hold your breath.
Oh, yes.
Just give it a second to clear. So that's turf that you can smell there, Valerie. A turf and a little bit of beechwood as well. See, the turf has a lovely deep smokiness, but the beechwood has that little bit of sweetness. So the balance between the two is...
And we can see the big fish hanging up in there.
You can see the fish hanging there, yep. They will be in there, well, in these temperatures, humidity, probably a couple of days.
So we're going to taste a piece of the salmon now. Oh, that's gorgeous.
That will be smoked for about 2 days. It just depends how long it takes to... when they're ready, when they're ready. There's no set time. You need to let the smoke do the cure.
And that's Declan McConnellogue there at the smokehouse in Carrigart. Now, that's a small, embryonic kind of a business, Valerie. At the other end of the county, there's a much bigger, much more famous, much more long-established one in the whole Donegal Tweed business.
Yes. Now, McGee's of Donegal, Sean, they've been in business for almost 150 years. And they've been hugely important in the life of the whole area. They provide 120 jobs, which, of course, is enormous in Donegal. And yesterday, I visited their mill in Donegal town, where the chairman, Lynn Temple, gave me the tour.
Woolen mills are always beside a river because you need lots of water, clean, soft water, to wash the cloth. And that's what we're doing here. We have the weaving finishing plant, and you've just seen the raw cloth that's been woven in the looms, been washed, then it's spun dried, and then it's tentered. That's where the original term tenter hooks comes from. My grandfather, Robert Temple, farmer's son from near Ballybofey, came into the business, into McGee's,
in the 1870s as an apprentice. And he obviously had a lot of business acumen. And in 1900, he bought it over from McGee, who was his cousin. And they continued to develop the hand weaving. And then that weaving, right through the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, up to the 1960s, Donegal tweed, Donegal hand-woven tweed at that stage was just a basic fabric to keep the keep warmth and keep the damp out. Then it was put on the fashion market in the United States, principally by some great Irish designers like the late Cyril Connolly, Irene Gilbert. They put Donegal tweed for the first time on the fashion market. So then McGee began to develop the fashion side. And now we've a really strong team of designers developing and designing our fabrics, which are all woven here in Donegal, for a worldwide designer market.
Lynn Temple there explaining the wonders of the McGee enterprise. Now, you went out the road a bit then to Harvey's Point Hotel.
Yes, Sean. Now, Harvey's Point was born about 25 years ago when two Swiss brothers came to live in Donegal. And today, the Swiss family Giesling has developed Harvey's Point into a resort hotel. Now, co-director Deirdre McGlone is also a Fáilte Ireland Wild Atlantic Way ambassador for Donegal. And I met her and her husband, Mark, and she told me about what they're doing to draw more tourists into the area.
Yeah, well, we've been flying the flag for Donegal for 25 years now, which is our year of celebration of Harvey's Point. But as a Donegal girl myself, I've always seen the beauty of the place and the people. And for a long time, we weren't maybe flagged as a great tourist destination or a popular tourist destination. But now that time has come that we have a great product and great people, and the scenery is amazing, as you know. And it's all coming together with a lot of cooperation between the tourist board, the industry and the locals.
And I gather, Valerie, the Gieslings have their own particular ideas as well.
Oh, yes, Sean. Now, they've always allowed dog owners to bring their pets with them. But this year, they started advertising to people to take their horses on holiday as well. I asked Mark how that came about. And actually, they had seen the idea in operation in another Irish hotel.
We did it a long time ago. Our favourite place was Castle Leslie. So we took our horse with us a couple of times. And that's where the idea came.
The people stay in the hotel, mm-hmm. They bring their horse, and you look after the horse.
Yes, that we do. And of course, where we're situated, there's lots of great rides around in the area. And then there's miles and miles of sandy beaches with no traffic on them. And the stables are located just beside the hotel. And I think it's in our philosophy that everybody's welcome at Harvey's Point. So you can bring your horse or your dog or your cat or whoever.
Bring the whole family, Valerie. Thank you very much indeed for that report. That's Valerie Cox speaking there to Deirdre McGlone and her husband, Mark Giesling.